Chazal tell us, Lefum Tzare Agre. So a lot of times people think Lefum Tzare Agre means Lefi the amount of Tzar that a person has, he gets Schar. And it's also true, Avada Lefi the Tzar that a person has, he gets Schar. But it's Mevur in the Sforim that we're not talking only about Schar Gan Eden. No, we're talking about the Schar, the Atzloche and learning. Among you see two people, one person is steiging and becoming a Talmid Chochem, and the other person is not becoming a Talmid Chochem. And the reason is very poshut. The first person is really Omel, he's Yogea, even that it's hard for him, he shtels tzu, he puts koiches in, he works on it. Echot b'tzar, yoisa mimer shaloi b'tzar. Chazal say the price is echot b'tzar, yoisa mimer shaloi b'tzar. So after 2 days, 3 days, he's already learning 300 days. A lot of people, when it becomes shver, they take it easy. They wait till it becomes easy again. They don't chap. The days that they learn when it's easy, a day, no chatok. The days that they learn, even that it's shver, even that it's hard for them, these days, every day is 100 days. Chazal give a price. Echot b'tzar, yoisu mimer shaloi b'tzar. Nefesh ameilo, ameilo loy. Rashi says, atiro mischanenes lifnei boiro. Lelamdo velegalo yisoy deseo. The Gemara Psochim goes up to the Shemayim and says, but he's trying. Give him siyata d'shmayim. What could be better from a melech yosha that hates psochim? We're starting in the beginning of Zman. We're holding a memches, memtes yomim shbein Pesach l'shvuas. It's brought down that is memches yomim is connected memches kinyone ha-teiro. So the shayla is, but we have 49 days, not only 48 days. So some say 1 day is for Chazore. But the Mefoshim and the Mishnayis say the Aleph base before Memches Kinyone Ateire is to sit and learn. Kinyone Ateire helped a person that is sitting and learning. Ki hem chayenu v'oirech yomeinu v'hem nege yoimom v'laylo. The Torah is nimshol ki hem chayenu v'oirech yomeinu. A person can say, today I will not breathe, tomorrow I will breathe. For 5 minutes now I need not to breathe. Then I will breathe, you'll be dead. The Teire and the Atzloche of Teiro is Nimshol to Kihem Chayenu V'Oirech Yomeinu V'Hem Nege Yoimam V'Layla. The Atzloche in learning and the Siyata Dishmaya in learning, when a person can be matzliach in learning and have atzloche in learning, it's only if he's takeh ki hem chayeinu v'oirech yomeinu. If he's sitting and learning beretzifus. But if a person takes breaks, morning seder is very stark, lunchtime, he plays, he does, and yet. He's learning very stark. But lunchtime, he takes a break. Supper time, he takes a break. After night seder, he takes it easy. It's not ki hem chayeinu v'oirech yomeinu. There's no way he will steig. There's no way he'll become a choshev guy. Has to be lektzach in learning. Le'nit noteiro le'maloche ha'shores. Person, Hanukkah, Minag, Derech Eretz. But a bocher that is not lektzach in learning, there's no way he could grow. And take ich bet a teiva. Psochim is a very gishmak, it's a leichte masechta, but a very gishmak masechta. People that are not planning to be ki hem chayeinu v'oirech yomeinu, means morning seder, second seder, night seder, means Friday, means Shabbos. Don't be with us. Don't disturb us. Baruch Hashem, there's a lot of shiurim, a big bismetrash. It disturbs. A guy in the middle of the morning said he could chap a shmuz. So maybe chap a shmuz for the whole zman. Come back next man when you mature a little bit. Someone is not planning to learn psochim, live psochim, morning and afternoon. He's not planning to learn the second seder. If he's not planning to have a starker night seder. If he's not planning to learn Friday Shabbos. Is it? Not mezalzel. Maybe different rabbi will accept him. I'm asking a favor. Not only that I don't want him, my mamish don't want him, yeah? Kimois masked him. But I'm asking a favor to move away. I'm asking a favor to move away. To be in a different place. Here we want Bnei Aliyah. And forget. And when it's hard, it's only in the beginning. When a person lektzach in learning, and is meiser nefesh in learning, nefesh ameilo ameilo loy, he has a mishulim de kisiyata dishmai. And adarab, adarab. The hard days are the days that you shtaik. The easy days are the days that Hashem gives you a break in between one hard day to the other day. Because echad betzar yoisa mimer shaloi betzar. That gives the siyata dishmai. This is one zach. Second zach, before we start, we're holding in Yemei Asfira. Shalei noagu kovet ze beze. It's brought over a maise, is a aloha, you're not allowed to eat the gida noshe. Yaakov Avinu was fighting with the malach, Shel Esav, and he gave him a bang on his foot, top of his foot. Vatika kaf yerach Yaakov, alkin lo yoichlu bnei Yisroel es gida noshe. But on the chinuch, why algin lo yoichlu bnei Yisrael es gida noshe? Because Yaakov's kids, they led him to go over the river to bring the pachim katanim on his own. Vayivoso Yaakov levadoi. But if Yaakov will not be levadoi, the malach will not start up with him. And they led him to be levadoi. So by Vasser Yaakov is Levadoi, while he stayed Levadoi, b'meile the Malach Shel Esav. So on the Tviv, the bun of Shel Yaakov, that they didn't go with him together, for that Klal Yisrael don't eat the Gida Noshe ad Hayom Hazeh. So it's brought down, it's exhibition, it brings down the Maise, Chatzkel and the Mir, Chutz La'aretz, the Bochim were going back to the dorm 1 o'clock by night, and they heard someone running after them. They got very nervous. They started to run. It was Pachat, Chutz La'aretz. They're running quicker and quicker until they got into the building of the yeshiva. Second after it was opened the door, and there was police people, man. They told him, "Your mamash had a nest. You know, we almost shooted you. We didn't know who you are." And they asked for papers. All of them had papers. It was one bocher that didn't have papers. They asked him, "Where's your passport?" He said, "It's all." And the yeshiva, he had it in the yeshiva. So the police said, "Okay, come with us. We want to see you, your passport." So they took him and they walked to the yeshiva and he had the passport and they freed him. And in the morning, Reb Chatzkel called over the bocherim and he said he spoke to Apol Gedolim and he has it sat to close the yeshiva. Bocher was thinking, what is the avla that they were walking 1 o'clock? Reminds they were speaking and learning. It's not 1 o'clock by night. They were speaking and learning, not schmoozing in the street. But maybe Shibachim, maybe it's too early, maybe they had to be in Spanish till 2 o'clock. He wants to close the yeshiva. What, like, everyone was claiming what? And he said, I went to ask them the Gdelim, and they told me this time I don't have to close the yeshiva. I almost closed the mirrors. Now, never be here today. So then, so I wanted to say a shmuz. So I had a shachris. I was like, oh, bochum. He goes, why is chosh bochum? And I told him, Chatzin, yeah, it was chosh bochum. He said, yeah, because of that, I want to close the yeshiva. He said, you let bochum to go back with the police to the bismedesh and no one walked with him? Ben adam lachaveiroi, hashchosa? We don't need to have a yeshiva in shchosa. Choshe bebochrim, one bochur, the police is taking him back. Everyone doesn't know him, yeah? Hashchosa, I don't want to have a yeshiva with hashchosa. So a new zman starts. There's new bochrim that come to yeshiva. Sometimes the older bochrim that were here already before, and chavrusa doesn't work out. Someone doesn't know exactly where to sit, and how to sit, and how to be mistada. Some people just take care of themselves. They don't care. He has the good seat. He has a good seat in Shir. He has a good seat in Seder. Let the new bacher to fly around. Fazah Ashchosa, you could close the place. Ashchosa, you could close the place. I forget. I think this is the reason, Bez Hashem, this little Shabbos will have a Shabbos meal. Little Shabbos in Yeshiva. I think Alamo, it's better the first week. Something like this, Bochum don't have to go away for Shabbos, the first Shabbos. Little Shabbos. Okay, everyone gets to know each other. I get to know the Bochum. But I'm saying, it's mitzad echod of zayn lektzach in learning. Lektzach in learning. It's a good sign in Alam L'chaver, it's time in Alam L'mokim, but the first week Bochum won't go away, it's also in Ma'ala. But I'm saying, we have to have mitzad echod lektzach in learning yoimon v'laylo. Lektzach in learning yoimon v'laylo, and mitzad sheni ben odom l'chaveiro. I want to say, shach polis couple times, but remember, ben odom l'chaveiro, especially in the yeshiva, be'ikar is that you will have good chavrusas, that you will speak to them and learn. Not the shmuz. No one came here to shmuz. Ben odom l'chaveiro is not the mekarev, the other guy, find out his history, where he went to camp. That's nishna geah. I speak good to Kasha, tell him over Shir, explain to him what is the Chazoros Hashir and how you do it by night, and how you, and if you need my notes, I'll give you my notes. If you need my recording, I'll give you my recording. And if we do it, and Azav Veg, Be'ez Hashem, we will have the Siyata Dishmai. Zog the Mishnah. Oir le'arbosor, boitki mesachomets le'oir aner. Kol mokim she'ein machnisim boichomets, ein noi tzorich dike. It's an interesting theory. The Mishnah says, Oir le'arbosor, boitki mesachomets le'oir aner. Pashas means you check it, and then you find it, and then you burn it. And the Mishnah later will say what you do it, how you burn it. Kol mokim she'ein machnisim boichomets, ein noi tzorich dike. And the lashon of the Mishnah is mashma negative. If you have a place she'ein machnisim by chometz, you don't need to check. What would be if you don't know? Then I'll explain what it means I don't know. Ma'atif is called mokim she'machnisim. You will have to check. The one place that is potur is mokim she'ein machnisim by chometz. It's interesting when the Shulchan Aruch and Simen Tov Lamed Aleph brings down the halacha. He says, "Kol mokim Tov Lamed Aleph Sif Aleph. Kol mokim shemachnisim boi chometz tzorich bdika." Pashas again, it's the same. We'll see that mokim shemachnisim boi chometz doesn't mean a chale cover closet, doesn't mean a dish that you put chometz. The Gemara says, "Martev," that sometimes you go in the middle of the meal. It's also called mokim shemachnisim boi chometz. This is what the Gemara will explain in a second. But it's interesting, the shinuy aloshen. And our loshen and our mishnah is the loshen is kol mokim she'ein machnisim ein tzorich bdike. Kilu, everything yes, only if I know that I have a mokim she'ein machnisim by chometz, then it's ein tzorich bdike. Leumas, loshen ha-shulchan aruch is kol mokim shemachnisim boi chometz tzorich bdike. I will see what if a person doesn't remember what kind of mokim it is. But that's not saying it's a martif. He doesn't remember if this mouth, if the shamish goes in the middle of the meal, or this mouth, he just doesn't remember what kind of mouth if it is. He doesn't know. So lefi our Mishnah could be, he has to check. He can't say it's mokim shein machnis. Could be lefi the Shulchan Aruch, could be he doesn't have to check. It's not mokim shekein machnisi. Zog the Mishnah. Ubame omru beishur is bamardef. So what is the kasha? The kasha is, lechura, you said mokim shein machnisim doesn't need a bdikah. So why in the martef you need a bdikah? Are the martef is mokim shein machnisim. And for the Tana of the Mishnah, mokim shemachnisim by chometz. We're talking about such a martef that you are machnis by chometz. What is the martef that you machnis by chometz? It's a martef that the shamish goes in the middle of the meal to bring wine or oil, and maybe he left the sandwich when he went in. B'sham ayoyim, now the Tana finishes to explain what is the beishuras. B'sham ayoyim bring beishuras al pnei kol amartef. The Gemara will explain later if it means the first two rows from the floor to the top, or it means kemin gam, like a reish. The top one and the side one. U'b'isilom m'shtei shuras achitzei neshehem ha'elyoynes. The two top ones, and again the Gemara will clarify if it means the two top, one inside the other and one in front of the other. So here's again a ore, a klein ore bepshat. The Gemara was asking a kasha. How you tell me mokim she'ein machnisim bechometz ein a tzorich b'dika? So why martef needs a b'dika? Right, this is the kasha of the Gemara. So what the Gemara wants to prove for martef? What the Gemara wants to prove for martef? That even mokim she'ein machnisim chometz needs a b'dika. Frag the veil, so why not the whole martef?
That part of the martef is
again. The Gemara is trying to prove that Mokim She'ein Machnisim also needs a Bdika. This is the Kash of the Gemara. How you tell me only Mokim She'ein Machnisim, but me Omru Shteishtur is my Maltev, so why the Maltev needs a Bdika? And for the Gemara, it's a Maltev that the Shamish comes in. But in the Kash of the Gemara was trying to Mechiach that even Mokim She'ein Machnisim Bechometz, Tzorich Bdika. So why not the whole Maltev? Why not the whole mountain? L'chaura, what is muchach from here, that even if you have a minute, that mokim she'ein machnisim tzorich b'dike is three levels. Is mokim she'machnisim, is mokim she'ein machnisim, and is mokim she'ein machnisim klal. And even if you have a minute, that Maltef is Mokim Shein Machnisim, and you will need to check the Shteishuras, but the inside is Ein Machnisim Klal. Lechua, like this, we'll have to explain it. We'll see later that some Nachroinim, the Nesivus in Mekor Chaim, is Medame Ar Mishneh to Bdikas Toiloi. We'll see in a second what it means. That the reason you have to check is like you have to check from bugs when you eat some fruits that are Becheskas that have bugs. You have to check the house. So the thing, we have the same thing. It's kind of fruits that you're not allowed to eat without checking. There's some things that are better to check. There's some things that there's no reason to check. I'm saying, Bez Hashem and the Hemshach, maybe we'll have a better answer. It's a very shtarke ore. If we're learning pshat, as the Gemara is shtaling a kasha. Ubame amru beishuras. Ari lechua, you told me, mokim shein machnisim ein tzorich b'dik. And the answer is Mokim Shemachnisim. It's a kind of Maltef that is called Mokim Shemachnisim. It doesn't mean that it's for sure Machnisim. But the Shamish goes in and maybe he could go with Pitei Biyoda and he could leave it there. So the Chul, if you don't have a minute, why only Shtei Shuras? If you don't have a minute, fuck out. Only Mokim Shemachnisim. And the Mele, Mokim Shemachnisim is only the Shtei Shuras where he left, where you can put a sandwich, he can't go deeper. Zogt Rashi, Oyer le'arbosor garsinen. What Rashi says, garsinen, he's coming la'afuke from the girse of the Ran, that they had a different girse, le'oyer arbosor. Rashi is going as Oir Le'arboso. The Ran brings down that Le'oir Arboso could mean after you Dalet. The Ran said that doesn't make a difference, the Gis. Le'oir Aner Begmore Mefor Shtein. Boitkim Shiloyavu Rolov Baliroy Balimotz. So before we start, I want today to start a Agdome. The Chidush Arim and Simen Dalet Shtels. Chidush Arim Simen Dalet Shtels Aor. Lechu, the Girsa of the Mishnah is Oir Le'arbosor Boitkim Es Achometz Le'oir Aner. Oir Le'arbosor Boitkim Es Achometz Le'oir Aner. So the words Le'oir Aner, the words Le'oir Aner are after the words Boitkim. Oir Le'arbosor Boitkim Es Achometz Le'oir Aner. Why Rashi in the Mishnah first explains Le'oir Aner Begmore Meforesh Taime, and then he explains Boitkim Shiloyavu Rolov Baliroy Balimotzer. It's like I saw in the new Gemara's Matiras Vakshal, not as well, although they switched it. Yeah, sure. So they switched it. More Madura's Vakshal. Most people have his Vodo, so you can't see it. They switched. They had a kasha that could boit kim lo ir aner. But in our Rashi, the Girsa is lo ir aner and then boit kim. Frek the Chidush Arim. Why Rashi was Mishane? Now, before that, we have to know what is Le'oir Aner. Okay, so Rashi switched it. And Rashi says Le'oir Aner b'gmorem b'forash taim. So it's interesting. And Rashi himself doesn't say where. The printer is put inside in brackets Dav Zayin Amud Beis. Rashi said b'gmorem b'forash taim. Als Rashi alone, you could have said that he means Dav Ches Amud Aleph. The Gemara says in the first line in Chesu Mudalef, Oir Aner Yofel Ebdike. Why Oir Aner? Why not a candle? Why not a fire? Shoir Aner Yofel Ebdike. But the Mitzayim and Mitzayim Zayin Amud Beis. And as in the Ran, even the Ran himself says Le'oir Aner b'gmor mefor shtayim Shoir Aner yofel ebdike b'chidush Haran al Arif. But the Ran is mashma more in Rashi, that Rashi is referring to the Gemor and of Zayin Amud Beis. The Gemor says Minolon. What is the mocker that you have to check Le'oir Aner? Minolon. And the Gemor learns Chippus mechippus v'chippus miner v'ner. And the Gemor has a drosha. It's a shtickle la'ore that Rashi had to say b'gmor meforesh minolo, not meforesh taime. And b'chlau we have to know why Rashi brings, if Rashi anyway doesn't explain why to change the order. Lama zogin, it's so important to explain that Rashi changed the order and explained it. Rashi is not saying nothing. Meforesh b'gmor, it's meforesh b'gmor. So this is the order. Why Rashi? This Hashem will answer it soon. Mikol mokim zog Rashi boitkim שלא יעבור לו בבלירוי או בלימוץ. So Rashi is מפורש that the בדיקה of the Mishnah is שלא יעבור לו בלירוי או בלימוץ. So we'll start to explain. State in Rashi that the סיבה of the בדיקה of the Mishnah is כדי שלא יעבור לו בלירוי או בלימוץ. If he doesn't check, could be he has chometz in his house, and he's over baliroy balimotze. So the bdike is the pashtes kedei shelo yavir olov baliroy balimotze. The baliroy balimotze is mechayev him to make a bdike, and he has to check kedei shelo yavir olov baliroy balimotze. So as mevur in Rashi, I would say two chidushim. One chiddush is that the bdike is shelo yavir baliroy balimotze. The purpose of the bdike of the Mishnah is that you will not be nichshel in a lav that is called baliroy balimotze. And it's mashma in Rashi that when you check and you don't find, you're not over anymore, even if something is left. And the Ran will discuss it later why. And I will explain from where I'm seeing these two things in Rashi. One thing, that the purpose of the check-in is shelo yaver baliroy balimotzi. I'm checking kedei shelo yaver baliroy balimotzi. This is mechayev me to check. It's mechayev me to check kedei shelo yaver baliroy balimotzi. That was mechayev me to check shelo yaver baliroy balimotzi. And if I check, it helps. Nein, es mevur in Rashi bepashtis that the chayvas bdike shelo yavir baliroy balimotz. That is the chayvas bdike. Dehainu that midai raise I need to check kedei shelo yavir baliroy balimotz, even that I don't know if I have chometz or not. So why I have to check? I don't know if I have chometz or not. Something the Raisa Lekule maybe. Who said that I have to check? Rashi is mashma that if I have chometz, I'm over baliroy balimotze. The Pashtus. And I have to check kedei shelo yavir baliroy balimotze. Azevi Rashi is mevur twice in the Gemara. And the Avdalad Amud Beis. Steht in der Gemara auf der Amud Beis, Dikas Chometz der Rabbonon, de Midei Reise, bebitul be'al Mesagi. De Midei Reise, bebitul be'al Mesagi. Es mevur in der Gemara, that without bitul, I would need to do a Bdike der Reise. The Gemara says, why Noshim ve'avodim are believed in Bdikas Chometz? Val b'dikas chometz de rabbonon, the midoy raise bebitul be'al mesag. Mashu, but if I don't do bitul, midoy raise I need to check. Mas manat. Midoy raise I need to check. One gemara. Again, noshim anemon b'dikas chometz, val midoy raise bebitul be'al mesagi. So the mele, noshim I believe, of a luyutzur l'moshul, I don't have a bitul, I need a b'dikah d'ereis. Also, as mavur like this in the Yudah Mudalef, the first line in Yudah Mudalef, ach bo nichnas b'chometz sofek matzo, zonimo b'chometz d'ereis, otu b'dikas chometz d'ereis, d'rabon oni, d'mi d'ereis b'bitul b'al mesagi. Of a state that without bitul, I need a b'dike midoy reise. So the Ainu, that is a mechayev b'dike doy reise, without a maise bitul, because maybe I have chometz in my house, and I'm over baliroy balimotze, is mevur like Rashi and Dalet Amud Beis, and is mevur like Rashi and Yud Amud Aleph. Even in Tesis and Tesamud Beis, is mevur raze, that if you don't do bitul, you mechuye b'dike midoy reise. The Gemara says that without bitul b'dikah d'oraisa would be good. I mean, laugh. So it's mevur in the Gemara that without bitul I would need a b'dikah d'oraisa, and this is what Rashi says in the Mishnah: the b'dikah is kedei shelo yavir baliroy balimotz. I'm mechuyev to make a bdike kedei shelo yaver baliroy balimotz. Frek Teisves and all of the Rishonim, Be'ez Hashem, we'll be learning it inside. Harei, the Gemara says, Aboidek tzorch sheyevater. Harei bitul is enough. We saw if you do bitul, the Gemara itself says that if you do bitul, you're not over baliroy balimotz. So why you need to do b'dike? Do bitul. And b'meli, you're not over baliroy balimotze. You're right that if you don't do bitul, it's mevuyer and Rashi that I need b'dike, and b'dike helps. Or but do bitul. And if you do bitul, b'meli, you're not over baliroy balimotze. And Tesis adds to the kasha, Kaimel on a boydek tzorich sheyevatel. The Gemara says that every boydek anyway has to make a bitul. So if you anyway are doing a bitul, so what is the purpose of the bdika? Again, we're asking the kasha, it's the same kasha, just too shlovi. One kasha is tam. I hear, but why dafka bdika? Why not bitul? And more from that, anyway a boydek tzorich sheyevatel. If anyway a boydek tzorich sheyevatel, so why bdika shelo yaver baliroe balimotze? Are he's not over baliroe balimotze? He's anyway doing bitul. He's anyway doing bitul. So I'm asking, why is not enough that he will do bitul? And is anyway doing bitul? Is mevuer in Rashi? Zeh shteit in Rabbeinu David. Zeh shteit shchono charav. That even that you do bitul, and bitul could take care of the baliroe balimotze, Chazal did not want that you will rely on bitul. They want you to do bdike. But I want to explain myself. Bdike could take care of baliroe balimotze. Bitul could also take care of baliroe balimotze. So some achronim want to say, Rashi learns that Bezman HaMishneh was not takana to do bitul, so Bdika takes care of Bali Roya Bali Motze. But if someone will decide to do bitul, he's also good. Doichak. Doichak. That Rashi will be Maimi the Mishneh, koinem takonas bitul, but if a guy decides to do bitul, he's also good. It's a doichak. It's not mashma, and I'll tell you why it's a doichak. So lefi that today, lemaisa, after bitul, you don't need to do Bdika? Lefi Rashi. Make a new takonis, so the Gemara is not the Mishneh. Ari mashma, we're learning now a whole perek of bdikas chometz. We're learning a perek of bdikas chometz. If we're learning a perek of bdikas chometz, Rashi says, the bdikas shelo yavir olov bali roe u bali motze. I have to check not to be oivu bali roe u bali motze. You're right, I could do bitul, could also take care of it. I have two ways how to take care of it. Bdike or the bitul. Chazal said, don't choose the way of bitul. Choose the way of bdika. I, lemaisa, I'm also doing bitul. Chazal say, don't rely on bitul. Don't rely on bitul. Do bdika. You write that bitul could also help? Chazal don't want you to rely on it. So vayda the Shulchan Aruch Harav says that if you do bitul and you don't do bdike, midarabonon yoivu baliroe balimotze. Now, Chazal said bitul is not enough. You need bdike. But again, what is the bdike? Shelo yavir olov baliroe balimotze. Midairaisa you mechuyev to check your house not to leave chometz. Shelo yavir olov baliroe balimotze. You're right, there's another way to take care of it, instead of doing bitul, bdike, to do bitul. Chazal and Firashi did not want you to do bitul, they want you to do bdike. But what is the gather of the bdike? Shelo yavir olov, dahinu, don't rely on the mahalach of bitul, you do the bdike. So you're right, the Mishnah is also talking without bitul. And if you do bdike, you're okay. Chazal will attack it, you have to do also bitul. You can do only bdike. But even if you do bitul, the Mishnah says you have to do bdike. Was a takona that you have to do the bdike. We'll ask the question, why? Why bitul is not enough? Here we're starting the Akdama. Why bitul is not enough? We have four answers in the Rishon. The Ran says, Chazal b'choishesh shemo lo yibit lo yofe. What is bitul? Think after the hare, shema lo yibit lo yofe. Maybe the guy was not mevatelet. He has thousands of bottles of whiskey. He says after the hare, he's not mevatelet. So b'meile, they didn't want you to rely on bitul. They said you have to make bdike and take it out of the house. This is the teretz of the Ran. the Lemuki Yosef and the Baal Tanura say, why Chazal did not want you to rely on Bitul? And they said to Dubdika, Shema, in the middle of Pesach, you will find the Chometz. And you will change your mind and you will be Chosel from the Bitul. Okay, tonight I could drink it already. So it's really not Kafir anymore in your hands, in your eyes. But Mele, they were mechayiv you to do a bdika. Rabbeinu Peretz brings down Beshem Rabbeinu Yechiel mi Paris, a third Teretz. Bitul takes a second. People could forget to do it. We'll see later. Ke'ein dat in the Gemara and the Vava Mutbeis in the bottom, Rashi and the Rashash there. Chazal said, you do a bdika like this, people will not forget. Rabbeinu David says a fourth reason. Shemo yovei le'ochloi. Not tesis, don't get mixed up. Not tesis. If you do bitul, maybe yovei le'ochloi, right? So they said to do bdika. Trying to explain. Not that the bdike is shemo yovei le'ochloi. Lefi Rashi, the bdike is shelo yavei baliroi balimotze. It's two ways how to take care of baliroi. Bdike or the bitul. Two ways how to take care of it. Other by bdike, I'm checking, I'm not over baliroi. Other by bitul. Chazal say, even if you did bitul, we want you to do this way. Why? Because we're scared shemo le bitul yofe. This is the Ran's answer. We'll see the Ran inside. About the Nur and Muki Yosef and the Kovis, the answer is maybe he will change his mind during Pesach. This Rabbi Luperet, B'shem Rabbi Yechiel mi Paris. Maybe he will forget to do Bitul because it's only one word. People forget it. Bdika, everyone is so busy with it, no one forgets to do Bdika's Chomet. And the Rabbi Ludovit says, and maybe even the Ran in the second Teretz, Vail is a Chshashem Yovil Ochloi, so they prefer to make a Bdika for Baliroi. Help me to mimamshich a little bit. Tesis is choylek and Rashi, like Ben Sashem will learn. And he would learn for Baliroe, but the bitul is enough. And if you don't make bdike and you did bitul, is no more Baliroe, and nishmidei raise, and nishmidei rabbonon. As a nuta kome, Shema yovei le'ochloi, agzeire de rabbonon. Check, Shema yovei le'ochloi. A new takon if you taste this. The big is Shema Yovei Le'ochle. Where is the Nafkemine? So Rab Kiva Eiger is Mitzayan to us to look in taste this Yudom Udbeis. That taste this says Nafkemine in between him and Rashi. As a Mishne, Loi Bodak Koidem Amoyed, Yivdoik Le'achar Amoyed. What is the Pshat? Loi bodak koidem amoyed, yivdek leachar amoyed. Machlekes Rashi and Teisvus. Rashi learns, if he didn't check before Chatzos, you check after Chatzos. Teisvus says, if you didn't check before Pesach, check after Pesach. Because Chomet Shavar of a Pesach is also Be'anoe. So Tesis in Yudam Udbeis. Well, look inside. Look at the bottom Tesis in Yudam Udbeis. He says, Rashi can learn like me to check after Pesach. There's nobody roi after Pesach. Stam Shema Yovei Le'ochloi, Chazal will never metak in Bdika Shema Yovei Le'ochloi. The gather was, as a bali roi bali motze, you could take care of it in two ways. Chazal prefer way the way A instead of the way B because four different reasons. Oh, but the bdike is mitzad shemo yavir baliroi balimotze. So k'teisa, zim lo yibonek b'teich amoy, pira shekundres b'shor shishis, v'koshe v'chulei, ולאח המועד אינו כדי שלא יסער ולא יחום אשר איסרו בשל היתר ורשי לא ירוצו לפורש כן מפני שפירש במשנה דבויתקים שלא יעביר אולוב בלי רוי או בלי מוצא So Rabbi Kiva Eiger by Yosef Mizmitzayim begin in the Shas. Here is the machleikus that we have. Lefi Rashi, the gather of the Mishnah is Bdike shelo yavir baliroi balimotze. Time the Mishnah is before Bitul, or even after Bitul, not to rely on the Bitul, but you are checking Shelo yavir baliroi. So again, two zachen we have to be mechadish. That if you don't check, you over baliroi balimotze. Right? You don't check, you over baliroi balimotze. And the reason to check is shelo yavir baliroi balimotze. Lefi teisves. I'll give you an example. It's not true, but it's the fit days. What if a person doesn't check and he has chometz? He's over baliroi balimotze. Forget about the rice that we bought from Gemoris, that it's mashma, that it's a din day rice. Who said he's over? Sofik day rice. Maybe the shamash went down to the middle of the meal and he left the sandwich and it's roi leachilet. Shvache zach. Who said you have to check for such zach? The fit days was maybe ain't a chenami. You don't have to check. As a takona, the rabbanon, we scared people will eat food and chametz and Pesach. And we saw makmin and Pesach from this and this and that. We're so scared to eat chametz. So they made a takona to check. Who said bichlal the rice is mechayev you to check? This is what we try to boyois tchilas advarim. The machleik is Rashi and Tesfos. So I'm saying Rashi is mechadish two nekudas. First, Rashi speaks out that is a chiyuv b'dike mitzad baliroer balimotze. Dehainu, dechshash isu. If baliroer balimotze is mechayev you to check. And it's a chiyuv that is mechayev you to check. Who said that is mechayev you to check? Maybe only if I have chometz in my house, I'm over baliroer balimotze. Sofek. Sofek deiraise. Sofek rochek. Rashi says I have to check. Maybe Taisus agrees, maybe Taisus doesn't agree. Then, but in Rashi, there is another chidush. First, that I have to check. If I check, I'm okay. I'm not over anymore. After these mechadish that I have to check, it's enough to check. But in Rashi, is mashma that this is the din. Not that is another takone, shemo yovi lochloi, and that is the reason we have to check lefi Rashi. The Firashi, we check in Kadesh, Lo Yavir, all of Baliroi, Balimotze. The Firtesis, we check in Kadesh, Lo Yavir, Lo Ochloi. Now, Tesis and Rishonim are asking and Rashi. A Ribitul could take care of Baliroi, Balimotze. So the Mishnah is talking without Bitul. It's Neichak. The Mishnah is even with Bitul. And even so, Chazal will attack in Abdike. Mitzal baliroi. I lemaisu yinat oiver. Chazal say, don't rely on the bitul. Look on it, kilu is no bitul, and you have to make a bdike shelo yavir baliroi balimotze. I want to explain bepshat. See, I'm bepshat. Doichak Rashi. Rashi is saying the truth. You have to check shelo yavir baliroi. You ask me a kasha, but if I will do bitul, it will be okay. They said not to rely on it. Why? For terutzim. Rashi doesn't have to explain how the four terutzim when he's explaining pshat. He's explaining pshat chalois bdike if the Mishnah is shelo yavir baliroi. You write that his way out. Chazal said don't rely on these ways for four different reasons. Mashengel if he tases the bdike if the Mishnah is bichlam not coming for that purpose. For that purpose, bitul could help. The bdike if the Mishnah is coming for a takana de rabbonon shelo yavir leochle. Mirza Hashem, tomorrow we'll start to go in. One more zach, I really makbid that everyone will take notes. I think if someone doesn't take notes, Baruch Hashem, I see 98-97% are doing it. But I say, if someone doesn't take notes, the Mitzias, he doesn't listen anymore. This is the